Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Robot English. The date is it's Wednesday, the 6th of August, and the time is 1:43. Thank you again if you're tuning in, and thank you for all the support recently. I see we're getting a lot more viewers, especially those on YouTube, so thank you very much to all the YouTube watchers out there. I'm really enjoying watching the channel grow just a little bit. It's not growing super fast, but we're just at the start of this journey. And so I want to help you guys on your language learning journey too. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about the way I learn languages and the way that I have changed that recently. I'm on my summer holiday, so I'm really bored and I'm getting a bit lazy, and also my language learning is becoming a little bit lazy. I'm kind of just not really concentrating when I'm doing it, and so I felt like I needed to change it a little bit. And for you guys, I'm going to put in the description below, I'm going to put the inspiration for this podcast, because I like to look at how other people learn languages too. I can't create original ways myself, and I need to take inspiration from others, and so I'll put the link in the description below. I think if this is YouTube, I'm sorry, I don't think I can put things in descriptions yet. For some reason I can't, and if anybody can help me with that, then that would be great, but I can't do that yet. So you'll have to go to and find us on where you get your podcasts. So sorry about that, but it's just the way it is. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my way of learning languages, but if you, I would recommend you take notes, maybe. But if you have any special way that you learn, then please let me know in the comments or use my email. Thank you very much, guys, and let's get into it. So, as some of you may know, I'm studying both Japanese and French. I'm a experienced learner, I'm fluent in Japanese, and also I'm a beginner in French, and so it's hard to find a good way of studying both of these because I'm at different levels in them both. So I'm trying a new method which was inspired by a video that I watched about this student learning French. His method was more about output. Of course, he was very good and did lots of input, but he was very focused on becoming a fluent speaker, and so he had a very output-focused routine. So I wanted also to make my routine output focused, because I want to be fluent in French. I want to be a fluent speaker. I don't necessarily want to be a French, good at French writing or grammar, or I just want to be conversationally good at French. But I'm a beginner in French. Output is very hard. I think I've only been speaking for 1-2 days, and I can't say very much. I can read a bit more, but I can't say very much, so the start is very difficult. But overall, I'm aiming for 50% speaking and 50% comprehensible input. Now, I'll explain what they are. My speaking routine is I have a freer session and I have a more structured session. And for French, free speech is very difficult. Often I stand for this, I record myself speaking. I stand in front of the camera on my computer and I record myself speaking. And often I cannot find the words to speak. And so I stand there for maybe 30 seconds and I can't say very much. So after I have recorded myself, I go to Google Translate or DeepL. If you don't know or haven't used them, I'll link them also. I use them to translate what I want to say into French, and then I start the process again. I start recording myself, I read a little bit of what I've translated. So it's very difficult output for me in French as a beginner, but I'm learning a lot because I have to use it. I have to remember words. Now, remember I said I was getting lazy? Yeah, I'm getting lazy. And so standing in front of a camera makes you learn the language faster. You have to remember the words. You have to struggle to speak. Before, I would listen, I would write down. It was lazy learning, very relaxed. But actually, I needed to stand in front of a camera and have a little bit of pressure to speak. So this has been very good for me. I feel like even in 2 days, I've learned lots from recording my speech and translating what I want to say from English into French and then repeating again. The second part of my speaking practice is structured. Now, this, I have some flashcards in French, and they produce audio, and I listen to a sentence and I repeat the sentence. Sometimes I add on my own story or I talk to myself. Sounds strange, but sometimes I talk to myself even in French as a beginner. Now, this is structured. You don't necessarily have to make the sentences yourself. If you have some flashcards, then audio is the best way. Listen to the audio, repeat. Very good for your speaking. For those who know what shadowing is, I think I mentioned it in a previous podcast, but shadowing is when you copy, you listen, and you try to copy what somebody else is saying. I tried this in French, but it's too high level for me. I'm not very good at it. And so I took it out of my routine. I think when I'm a better speaker, then I will try shadowing again. So that's speaking. The next part of my routine is comprehensible input. Maybe some of you have heard of comprehensible input before, but basically This is, you don't listen to material. You don't listen to music or podcasts which are above your level. You listen to comprehensible input which is at your level. Now, I am a complete beginner, and so I need baby language. Somebody needs to speak to me in baby language, like a baby. And there are multiple YouTube videos, especially in English, which teach comprehensible input. They are very effective. You don't really need to know any of the words to understand what is said. So I would recommend that if you are a beginner, comprehensible input is definitely the best way. But I guess if you're listening to this podcast, you probably don't need comprehensible input. Anyway, if you're going to start another language, start with comprehensible input. It's very useful. You'll learn very quickly. But I guess, even if you're an experienced learner, comprehensible input is important because even when you are an advanced learner, even when you listen to topics which are you're not familiar with or they are outside of your ability, you won't learn very much. And so you need to find content which is at your level. And I have been doing that in French. There's a very good podcaster and YouTuber called French Comprehensible Input. Great stuff, and really helping me along with my French. So if you're listening, French Comprehensible Input, thank you very much for all that. Now, on to Japanese. My Japanese is much better than my French. I'm fluent, and free speech is much easier, and structured is a little different to French. Now, when I'm speaking Japanese, free speech is easier, but I'm very bad at explaining things. Even in my first language, English, I'm bad at explaining. And in Japanese, I'm even worse. And so most of my Japanese speaking practice is just basically practicing explaining things to people who may not know the topic. That's actually really helping me. Now, the structured part of my speaking is a little bit different to my French, obviously because the levels are very different. But basically, my structured speech is I watch a YouTube video about a topic I'm interested in, and I take notes, and then I try to explain what the video was about, and I record myself whilst I'm doing this. I then take note of new words and new sentences, and I make flashcards from them. It's a little different. It basically forces me to explain difficult concepts easily in Japanese, in my second language. Because it doesn't matter if you can speak quickly. The main goal of language learning and speaking a language is to communicate in an understandable way to your partner or your audience. And so even though I might be able to speak fast, I'm not good at explaining. So that's what my Japanese learning is about. And basically listening for me is very different because I can pretty much understand anything, if it's a news program or a podcast, or maybe there's some slang I might not get, but I can get the overall picture. I think podcasts are great because there's no pictures for this. If there's no pictures, then your brain has to figure out what is happening. So if there's some new word I don't know, I write it down and then I put it into flashcards. So flashcards are my way of reviewing what I have just learnt. Even when you're fluent, you can't just listen to words and remember them. I think you still have to be very high level for that. I'm not there yet. Maybe I'll never get there. But for me, flashcards are perfect for remembering. And I recommend you guys to make flashcards so you can review your language. I hope this has been at least a little bit helpful. It's hard to explain and to understand things. Yes, on a podcast, I feel like, you know, the best is showing you how to do them. But I'm not quite at that level yet. And so, please, if you have any questions, please let me know. If you want me to make any new content or show you flashcards, then please let me know. Email me or leave a mention in the comments below. So guys, that's my new method for learning languages. I hope it's been helpful. And thanks for listening. Okay guys, that was just another short episode about how to learn languages. I'm trying to keep these videos short because, well, I don't want you to get bored, and I tend to talk a lot during these videos, and so I'm trying to keep them short. If you want them shorter, please let me know. If you want them longer, please let me know. If you need more detail, also please get in touch. If there are any topics you want me to talk about, then please let me know too. I can help you a lot with your language learning if you get in touch. I'm trying to make some material, free material for you guys, and some guide maybe on how to learn languages the way I do. And if you'd like to see any of that, then please let me know. Also, please subscribe to the channel on YouTube, or please follow us on your podcast provider. That really helps me know if this content is good. It really helps me know if it's really bad. I really look forward to hearing from you. And thanks again for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Cheers. Thank you.